Beginning with the End in Mind, Preschool Part 2, The Secret. Thud! Esther instantly awoke. She was having the best dream. She was playing hide-and-seek among the scratchy hay bales with six little puppies. They had discovered her spot and were pouncing upon her. She rolled off the hay, but instead of hitting the barn floor, she hit her own bedroom floor. She was still laughing. Esther had spent yesterday at Mr. Wyatt's, surrounded by Mischief's two-week-old puppies, playing tug-of-war. When it was time to leave, she hugged each puppy with tears in her eyes, and she and Papa said goodbye. Mom hadn't called yet, but Esther decided to go out to the other room where she and Papa were talking. "Today, I will convince them I must have a dog," determined Esther. But as she opened the door, she heard Mom crying. "I can't do all this work, Robert. I'm too weak. We cannot pay for helpers, and all Esther does is dream of getting a dog. I think we need to give up the farm."
"It's all we own, Mary. How can we leave?" said Papa.
"I don't want to leave," said Mom, "but I can't keep working like this."
Esther felt sick. Leave the farm? She peered through a crack in the door again. Her mom looked so tiny. Her clothes were torn. Papa was thin, his boots full of holes. Why had she never noticed?
"Esther!"
It was time to start another day.
Mom and Papa appeared cheerful. All seemed the same.
But Esther was not the same. Mom and Papa looked different to her now. After their tiny breakfast, Papa asked Esther to come to the tool shed for a few minutes.
"Mr. Wyatt and I had a long talk yesterday, Esther. He knows how much you want a dog and asked me if he might give you a puppy."
Esther's heart leaped. "But," Papa quickly went on, "I said no."
Esther almost cried, but Papa seemed so weak now she couldn't speak. Papa continued,
"However, I may change my mind if you can change yours."
Papa sadly told Esther how little money there was. He told her that the farm would be sold unless they could get help.
Esther felt terrible. "The only way we can keep this farm is if you do more work. If, and again I say if, you can change to be responsible, hardworking, and help your mother, then I will allow you to have a puppy. But this will require a great deal of changing for you."
Esther jumped up. "Oh, yes, I will do anything to get a dog."
She hugged her papa like never before.
"Esther," said Papa seriously, "we must keep this a secret just between you, me, and Mr. Wyatt."
"Agreed."
Esther dashed off to fill the two buckets at the well.